This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I am in a small Christian businesswoman study group. It's just a gathering of Christian women on Zoom, and it's taking a direction where the leader wants to take us into the courts of heaven. The way I understand it is that there's still judicial court operating in heaven, and that Satan still has access to those heavenly courts, and that our sin gives him a right to us, and that as we enter the court, Jesus is there to be our advocate, but we are still there to admit to the sin that Satan brings against us so that God can bless us. I cannot find anything in the Bible that supports us having to go into the courts of heaven like this. And I just want to make sure that my understanding of Bible is correct.
You are correct. What you have to do is you have to ask her, show me that in Scripture. And if she can't show it to you in Scripture, then you have to ask publicly, because she's teaching it publicly, say, well, why would you teach this if it's not in the Bible?
We had a meeting this morning, and I just excused myself. I just said, this is not biblical. I cannot do this. And she asked me to pray about it, and I told her, I said, this is not where the Bible is leading us.
She's wrong. You are right. Okay, this courts of heaven stuff.
It's
a load of crap.
Number 5.
I was wondering if you had any words of encouragement or advice for somebody who is dying.
Well, all I can say is if I was in that position, my hope and my trust would be in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that he would be with me during that time, and that by his grace could he use me to witness to others even in that. That's what I would be praying. It's what I have prayed over the years when my death comes, if it's not unexpected. You know, if I'm going to linger a while, that God would allow me to be used to praise his name in the process. That's what I would do.
Number 4.
Our church, they don't allow a woman to hold that position, but they will allow them to come in and preach.
They're violating Scripture.
The pastor was saying that I'm focusing on something that's not really relevant enough to make a lot of noise about it.
So I guess you shouldn't really focus on what Paul the Apostle said in Timothy and how he was giving instructions for how the church is to behave. So obviously you shouldn't be focusing on that, because you got more important things to do than do what Paul said needs to be done in the Christian church. So your pastor needs to repent, and he needs to come to truth in this issue of Christian theology. The Bible clearly says a woman is not to teach or exercise authority over a man, but remain silent, for Adam was first created.
Right.
The pulpit on a Sunday morning is the place of authority and teaching.
Number 3.
My pastor had mentioned that we were all aware of when we were saved, and I don't recall where I was. I just know that I had the Lord in me, and I walk with him, and I'm just wondering why I'm not aware of that.
That's okay. Some people, when they become saved, is by a gentle wooing and drawing from the Lord, where others, like myself, boom, it was a very monumental event. And I remember it clearly. You know, if I were preaching, and I would never say, we all know that day. No, we don't.
Number 2.
As a Marine, we tend to look at things in overwhelming destruction of the enemy. What would you say is the most violent force against the demonic kingdom? What would you grab as the most destructive weapon that you can?
Probably go with prayer, personally. I want God to fight. I want God to do. I want God to move. And I want to be in his will, so that in prayer, my heart and my mind are changed, so that I become what he wants me to be, and that I believe is best done in the very presence of the Almighty in prayer. James 1, verses 2, 3, and 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. When we encounter various trials, for one, it's because of what God has allowed to come into our lives. I'll tell you what happened with our son. At the time that my wife and I lost our son, Jacob, he had a birth defect. And I was making almost no money. And not that money is a big deal. It is and it isn't, depending on circumstances. But I was making below the poverty line. And I remember getting word and having to have someone drive me to where my wife was. She had the car for the medical situation. Sorry, it's coming back to me. And we are sitting there. She's to my right. And the lady said, she gave us the bad news, saying that he'll probably die shortly after birth, and if he lives, he won't be very viable, as we say. And she offered abortion, and I'm so proud of my wife. She instantly said, don't ever bring that up again. We're never going to abort our baby. My wife's faith was in Christ, not the circumstances, not our lack of money, our having only one car, a son who's going to pass away. We endured through that trial. God provided people, and he provided things. A woman who had helped someone else go through the exact same birth defect, which was one of 58,000, and knew somebody who did the exact same thing and prepared us for it. We didn't even have money, have enough money for tombstone. And then a man appeared. He was in street clothes, and he waited for the funeral to be over. And he handed me a check for $1,000, just enough to pay for the headstone and the funeral costs. God provided what we needed, and our faith just flourished because it wasn't in our circumstances. It was in our Lord and our Savior. But no, sometimes, just as he had to go through things, he had to go through his trials, we do too.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to Saint Adieu.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.